A lawsuit alleges that movie theaters are underfilling your beverages. A male hippopotamus in a Japanese zoo was found to be female after 7 years. An analysis of 34 hours of orgasm recordings find that people orgasm actually quite quietly. These are the weird stories on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast in the universe. I got three weird stories from around the world. Oh yeah, let's do it. A lawsuit claims that a movie theater is underfilling its beverages. Cinemark, a large theater chain in the U.S., is facing a lawsuit from a guy who is alleging that this movie theater chain is fooling patrons regarding the size of its drinks. It's duping them. It's pulling what is called a ruse. That's a great word. You should use that today. Ruse. R-U-S-E. Ruse. This guy's name is Shane. He's fighting the common man's battle right here. He's got a lawsuit filed in the U.S. District Court for Texas, claiming he purchased a 20-ounce and 24-ounce draft beer served to him in drink containers with ounce markings, but realized the cups could only hold a maximum of 22 ounces total of liquid. Now, Shane discovered the drink shortage while at a Cinemark theater in Grapevine, Texas, and he took the empty container with him home, measured the amount of liquid it could hold, claiming in the lawsuit that Cinemark engaged in deceptive and improper business practices. I would bet you a lot of eateries, movie theaters, bars, restaurants, I mean, you name it. Tons of businesses are skimping out on the amount that they're serving us when it comes to food and beverages. I would imagine this is quite common. So I like that this guy's bringing attention to it. Hopefully, large corporations will own up to this and do the right thing. I mean, you know how expensive it is to buy a beer at the movie theater? It's quite expensive. You could buy a six pack. You know, in other words, this man, Shane, instead of being rewarded that he didn't sneak in a six pack from that he bought at Walmart down the street, you know, instead of being rewarded, he's penalized by, this deceptive practice of not giving him a full 24-ounce beer. Yeah, you should reward the guy that buys the beer there, considering how many of us sneak in stuff, you know? In fact, you should give us more ounces. Like, oh, it's a 24-ounce beer. We're going to give you 6 extra ounces because we're just happy that you decided to buy one here rather than sneak in a flask down your underwear. Also, it's $17 for this beer, so, you know, we figured we'd give you a little extra. Shane's attorney here is a guy named Jared. He told the media that Cinemark is misleading customers into handing over money while not providing the full value of the item that they're paying for. Yeah. As far as prices goes, a 20-ounce drink at the Plano, Texas Cinemark Theater Shane visited costs $7.80 pre-tax, while a 24-ounce drink costs a dollar more at $8.80. But that's just a soda. What, he's buying a beer, correct? Let me scroll back up. I thought it was... Yeah, it says draft beer. So, yeah, the sodas are $8 and $7. A beer is probably twice that. Well, joke's on you, Cinemark. I take an edible and bring in my own bourbon. That's what I do. Or I am. I've been known to hit up the dollar store and sneak in some snacks at the theater. It's too expensive, those snacks at the theater. But I heard that the movie theaters, such as Cinemark, don't make any money off playing the movie. The ticket sales go completely to the studios, I heard. They only get the concession sales. This is what I heard? I suppose I could look this up, but I don't feel like it. I think this is what's going on. In that situation, you've already set up a no-win for the customer. You're going to have to pay more. If all of their profits have to come from popcorn, then you're going to be paying $12 for a bag of popcorn. It's just how it is. The whole thing is ratchet. That's why I don't go to the movie theater anymore. Yeah. There's one in my area, Pasadena, where they play older movies that are like 2 months old, and the tickets are like $3, and everything's kind of cheap. You can get 2 tickets, 2 popcorns, 2 drinks for $10 on Wednesdays, something like that. They do a date night special. This is one of the only theaters in all of LA that I think does such things. So, yeah, that's more my speed. Yeah, I can't. I'm not going to go to a regular theater, pay those prices. It's outrageous. The ticket price is too much, too. The whole thing is a scam, man. It's a racket. And you're being taken in, guys. Jonesy, where are you going with this? I don't know. I don't know. People are up in arms about the drinks. Wait till they hear about the markup on the popcorn, though. I mean, that's just really crazy. Popcorn costs nothing, yeah, but and butter costs nothing. So the whole thing is nuts. I'm sorry. I'm going to get off. A male hippo in a Japanese zoo was found to be a female after 7 years. You wouldn't think they would screw up at the zoo. They have animal training and background, but however, they've obviously messed this up. Didn't know it was a female after 7 years. But in their defense, the Japanese blur out the private parts, so the zookeeper probably couldn't see. Let's get into the story here. A zoo has confirmed that the hippopotamus that they thought for 7 years to be a he is in fact a she. They did a DNA test. Couldn't you just do a pelvic exam? I mean, it would seem to me that would be easier, although I don't know if you want to be lifting up the leg of a hippopotamus to get a peek at their nether regions. They're quite dangerous animals. They're like the second deadliest animal in the world. They can run like 20 miles an hour and just chomp you to death. Like, alligators, like, run from hippos, man. That's how powerful hippos are. Anyways, I digest. So this DNA test was carried out after the zookeepers noticed the 12-year-old Jen Chan did not display typical male hippo behavior. It took you 7 years to realize it didn't. She didn't display typical male hippo behavior. That seems bizarre. Well, she did have a super big lady button, so we weren't even. I was in the pool. Familiar with shrinkage? I was in the pool. Okay. Jen Chan arrived in Osaka from Mexico in 2017. That's a Mexican hippo. It's a hippo from Mexico. They really like the tuba in Mexico. They're keeping the tuba in business, aren't they? Okay, so customs documented at the time that she was a male. Would you let any customs document whether or not this hippo's a male or female? Customs, they can't document anything. They don't even know what I have in my bag. They're like, what is this? I'm like, it's a microphone, man. Are you sure it's not a bomb? No, this is podcast equipment, you idiots. Okay, here's a quote from the zoo. We will keep doing our best to provide comfortable environment to Jen Chan. Well, Jen Chan's been there 7 years. Jen Chan's doing fine. All right. You're going to change your protocol completely now? Oh, yeah. We were giving him, because it was a male, we were giving him quite a hard time not feeding him regularly. But now that we've realized it was a female, we're going to make it comfortable. The Osaka Tennoji Zoo confirmed the news about Jen Chan's actual sex in a post published on their website last week. And soon on conservative media, woke Japanese zoo trots out their transgender hippo for the world to see. You know that's going to happen. Freaking conservative media, so stupid. All right, it says Jen Chan first arrived at their zoo from the African Safari Animal Park in Mexico when she was 5 years old and was declared as a male. The statement said that because Jen Chan was still a calf at the time, they did not question the documents. Well, you probably changed her name, though. Right? I assume it wasn't Jen Chan when they arrived. It was probably had a Mexican name. It was probably Roberto or something. Or because they thought it was a male. Enrique, the hippo. Okay. The statement said that, all right, I'm sorry, I got a headache and I'm completely ill, but I'm pushing forward. Zookeepers got suspicious as Jen Chan got older and they could not visually identify male reproductive organs. I was in the pool like a frightened turtle. A spokeswoman for the Osaka Tennoji Zoo told the media that typical male hippo behavior that Jen Chan was not displaying included making courtship calls to female hippos or scattering feces around while defecating with a propeller-like tail motion in order to mark territory. Well, let me read that again because that's fascinating. This is the scattering of feces around while defecating with a propeller-like tail motion in order to mark territory. Wow. So instead of a dog like peeing on trees, the hippo just spews out defecation with their propeller-like tail, just machine gun style all over the place. That is insane. Imagine getting whacked with all of that defecation, propeller-like tail distribution. That would be insane. Wow, that's wild. See, this is what puzzles me, is like this obviously went on for years and you didn't think to investigate. Wow, so funny. He's not displaying courtship towards the females. That's weird. Maybe it's just non-binary. What were you thinking at some point? You know, do a test. Take a peek. You know, put them out. You know, tranquilize them and take a look between the legs there. I assume they have different private parts. I mean, seems very rudimentary to me. I don't know. I don't know the ongoings of zoos. It says here the zoo confirms Jen Chan will not be getting a name change. Is that a guy name, Jen Chan? I still say this hippopotamus's name is Mexican, and we need to know. I want to know what the original documentation says. This was a Mexican name, and you guys just changed it to Jen Chan, and that's not very fair to the hippo either. This hippo goes the first 5 years of its life answering to Eduardo, and now you change it to Jen Chan all of a sudden. To top it all off, you claim it's a male, not even a male. I mean, the whole experience for this poor hippopotamus has just been bizarre. Writing back to home, you're not going to believe what's going on up here, guys. Hippo got a Mexican accent, though. You're not going to believe what's going on up here, man. They're calling me a boy. You know, I know boy. They're calling me Jen Chan. What is this? Please help me. Get me out of here.
Yay!
Analysis of 34 hours of orgasm recordings finds people come quietly. It's the sound of science. Getting into the science. If you've ever watched even a few minutes of pornography, you know, I don't want to judge you guys. You probably don't do such things. You're good little Christians. You want to get into heaven, so you don't watch that pornography. Ah, that's the devil's lettuce. So if you've ever watched a few minutes of that pornography, you know that being performatively noisy in bed, moaning, gasping, screaming, etc., is one of the most common features of performing sex, especially the heterosexual kind of sex. I would say maybe, but like more so with those pornographic films, that I don't watch, I only heard about. The pornographic films, they over-exaggerate all of that stuff, so, you know, the women do anyways. It's kind of ridiculous. At times, I even start laughing because I can't believe how ridiculous they sound. So we have here a researcher in Sweden who analyzed thousands of crowdsourced recordings from an orgasm sound library. Where do you get those? That's bizarre. Who's submitting the recordings of their orgasms to a library? Oh, boy. Don't let the conservatives find out about this library. You think they're going to ban dictionaries and encyclopedias? Wait till they hear this orgasm library. It's going to be over. Anyways, they found that getting loud when you're close is less about performance or urging one's partner along and more about involuntary expressions of enjoyment. Is this going to be one of those stupid studies that makes no sense? Not that it makes no sense, but that, you know, it's complete common sense. So it makes no sense that they poured money and time into the study. I keep coming across these common sense studies, millions of dollars spent on this. We have Andri, a cognitive science researcher at Lund University in Sweden. Andri wrote that this is the first study to perform detailed acoustic analyses of authentic sexual episodes and that it paints a more complex picture of vocalization during sex than we might commonly believe. The paper was published in March in the peer-reviewed journal Evolution and Human Behavior. Here's what this Andri did. Downloaded 3,528 audio recordings from the Orgasm Sound Library Project's website. Oh, I know what I'm doing after this. Gonna download some orgasm sounds. That's gonna be a good night. Bottle of wine, some orgasm sound recordings. That's a lot, man. 3,528. How long were they? Well, they were probably really short. That's the thing about the orgasm sounds is, you know, sometimes just... Although the ladies can go, you know, can go. It says users can upload their own recordings of their orgasms to this website. That's just wild, man, that people would do that. Well, people upload their own pornographic videos online. They just want to put it out there. I don't know. I don't know why people do that. I would never do such a thing. I think that's silly behavior. But people just love to flaunt and be exhibitionists. So I guess you can... Well, it's a little safer to upload the recordings of your orgasms. It's a little more anonymous, I would say, unless you're saying your name up top. Hi, testing. Hello. Testing. Yeah, these are the orgasm sounds of Jack Moss and... April Hilliard, and take one. This project focuses on the diversity of female pleasure, it says. But Andri wrote that the audio isn't limited to female vocalizations. He then filtered the audio to reduce background noise and manually went through each recording to eliminate duplicates, too short or long, computer-generated or exaggerated moaning, music, multiple voices, and fragments that were just breathing. That narrowed it down to 2,239 recordings, or what came to 34 hours of sex sounds. And Andry made the database available. Oh, you can go to it. Andry then used a signal noise separation algorithm to detect individual vocalizations or syllables. From there, he chose 200 recordings ranging from 30 to 90 seconds of 100 male and 100 female vocalizers with 109 participants. This is just ridiculous now. You don't need to know. Let me just skip all of what... Again, is this science? There's better uses for science, man. Can you just figure out, like, how come when I get hit in the balls, there's like a 4-second delay between the time I'm hit and the time I feel it? Like, how about tell me what that's all about? You know, it's just some useless stuff, man. This guy found that the high-pitched cries of pleasure associated with porn were conspicuously absent, and instead, a great majority of the vocalizations were sighs, relatively mild moans, even at orgasm. Oh, I did a study, and I found that they're not screaming on the porn like we saw. I thought they'd be screaming on the porn. They don't make sounds like the animals in the animal kingdom, you know, like when the gorillas be making love, or those bonobos that can't seem to stop stooping each other. The bonobos just be stooping, guys. You guys familiar with the bonobos? They solve everything with stooping. An argument over rent? Stooping. Territorial disputes? Stooping. Male dominance? Hierarchy disputes? Stooping, 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 stooping. You look at me funny? I'll stoop you. That's how they solve everything. That's more interesting than what this guy's doing. This is stupid. The findings challenge gender stereotypes. Ooh, this is why they get money. Because they just go, you know what? This study is going to be pushing the... it's going to challenge gender stereotypes. Oh, you're challenging gender stereotypes? Oh, here's some money. Here's some money. But wait, don't you want to hear what I'm doing for us? Nah. It's totally fine, man. As long as you're challenging gender stereotypes. Or racial stereotypes. We're just going to throw money at you. Go ahead. Do the study. Yeah, but let me tell you what it's about. Nah, not necessary. Here's $4 million. Go do your stupid study. Hey, so what'd you do with your money? Doesn't matter. We gave it to someone who's challenging gender stereotypes. So, you know, that's all that matters in this world. So stupid. Here's a quote from this genius. He writes, based on the new evidence, I argue that human sexual vocalizations are at least partly genuine and spontaneous expressions of liking, produced by men and women alike in moments of intense pleasure, and presumably relying on the same neurological mechanisms as copulation calls in non-human primates. I call it expressions of enjoyment. That's what I found from this study. Isn't that something, huh? Expressions. Did you guys know that the sounds that people make during sex? I've studied the sounds. They're expressions of pure satisfaction and enjoyment, except for that time in the butt.
Yay!
Hello, my friends, and thanks for spending some time with your buddy Jonesy and the Weird AF News podcast. I appreciate all the emails I've gotten. People have been sending me stories. I keep them coming, specifically if stories about Florida, because tomorrow's going to be the Florida Friday episode, as you know. If you're new to the podcast, we do Weird News 5 days a week, and on Friday, it's just Weird News from Florida. So that's a fun thing that I like to do. It's called Florida Friday, so... If you come across some weird Florida news, email me, funnyjones@gmail.com, or send them to me in my Instagram. Just DM me, @funnyjones. That's pretty cool, too. I want to give a shout-out to Chad. Chad became a member of the Patreon. I got two people joined the Patreon 2 days in a row, and I got so excited. It's just lovely. It makes me feel so warm and fuzzy inside. It makes me feel appreciated and supported. And supported by Chad. And Chad's, it seems like an amazing guy. I don't know where Chad's from, but I'm going to find out. Anyways, big shout out to Chad. And please, Chad, enjoy the extra content in the Patreon. I've been putting some stuff in there about my travels. It's been pretty fun. Posted some photos in there yesterday, as a matter of fact, from my visit to the Snake Museum. They got this Snake Museum here. It's a snake farm, snake museum. They got so many. They got all the snakes, man. All the snakes. It's pretty incredible. Anyways, I put some photos of that. I included a couple photos of some snake testicles. Did you know that snakes had testicles? I had no idea. They showed them actual snake balls. They're big. I was very impressed. They hide inside, and they only come out during a copulation. But when they come out, man, I mean, it's pretty wild, man. Anyways, if you guys are members of the Patreon, you might want to check out the photos of those snake balls. That's a weird thing to ask somebody to do. Don't rush to do it. That would be weird. Hold on, I gotta stop everything I'm doing. You got a meeting. No, I'm gonna have to cancel this meeting. Jonesy told me to go look at the photos of the snake balls. Yes, go look at the photos of the snake balls. All right, listen. What else was I going to say? I'm so ill. It caught up to me. Everything caught up to me. The heat, the food, the street food, everything. I'm an absolute mess right now, and I'm probably going to see a doctor tomorrow because I need assistance. I'm like hallucinating and feverish. And it was bound to happen. It's 112 degrees every day here with 112% humidity. And I'm eating like crazy street food. And I don't know where it comes from. This is me. This is what happens when you roll the dice like this. I wish someone told me not to come to Bangkok in April. I just wish I had known that it was going to be so brutally hot. This is the worst heat I've ever been in my life. This is what I imagined it would be like to be hanging out on Mercury. You guys been to Mercury? Anyways. Yeah, I mean, I'm hallucinating, clearly. But I think we did a pretty decent episode. There was some nuggets in there. You know, despite my brain not working, I think it's okay. I think it's okay. Anyways, if you want to send notes of encouragement, please, you know, hit me up. And good luck with your life, man. Good luck with your life. Good luck with my life, please, if I live.
Hello, Jonesy, and hello, weirdos. This is Michael calling from Iowa City. And as I call into the hotline, today is Wednesday, April 24th, which is National Bucket List Day. And being such, a bucket list item could be maybe taking some travel, accomplishing a goal, inspiring other people, or maybe some task that you want to cross off your list before you kick the bucket. And I think certainly Jonesy being out of the country, he's certainly doing something that maybe is on his bucket list. And one of the things that Jonesy certainly does is inspire all of us weirdos to do things in life to inspire other people. He certainly does that with me with his 5-day-a-week podcast, Weird AF News. And I have been having the intention and plan to start about 10 days ago with a plan to have a call-in on the daily news here, the Weird AF News podcast, to start a plan to make all the weirdos aware that Saturday, April 27th, is Jonesy's birthday. But since he's out on this trek of Eastern Asia, that's kind of interfered with my plan to have a daily call-in or, you know, have Jonesy make an announcement with all of my calls, you know, sort of soliciting for Jonesy donations for his birthday. But let's all be aware of that, and we can start this now. I'm sure when he gets back from his Asian tour that he'll be in need of funds. So let's show our appreciation for him and the podcast by making donations either through the Patreon, by becoming a member, by making PayPal donations, or some other way of showing that we have an appreciation for him and what he does. So let's show that a support for Jonesy and Weird AF News by making those contributions and donations to Jonesy to show that we love him and support him. All right, remember his birthday is April 27th. So Jonesy, good luck with your life, man. Enjoy your vacation, and we welcome you back. I want to wish you a happy birthday on Saturday, April 27th. Thank you, weirdos, for showing support for him.
Hey, Jonesy, it's the Sangre Florida man. I was just calling to check in on you, man. I just wanted to see if you were if you were still up there globetrotting. You know, you remember the globetrotters, man? They ain't nothing like that. You know, you just out there trotting around, finding your way through the Asia, I believe. Hey, man, I listened to all the people that been calling in on the hotline, and this lady there, man, she thinks you were in Germany. I got to admit. When you said the yellow line thing with the Lowenbrow, I thought I was thinking too, but I didn't know Lowenbrow was German. I thought that was Canadian for, yeah, you know, beer. Whatever. Anyway, Jonesy, what I was trying to get to you in reference to was, you were saying, when last I heard, there was an eclipse and that there was a Mexican TV station that, that may have put a, let me say this diplomatically. A satchel of Scrot skin. Anyway, you're not going to play this one. That's all right, Jonesy. Happy birthday. Eventually, whenever it is, you know, isn't it in April? Isn't your birthday in April? I don't know. I'm probably not going to record most of this. Oh, geez, Jonesy. You know, the best part when I used to have the bat phone was I used to be able to edit myself. Now I can't edit myself. And I'm trying to drive here and talk on the phone at the same time because you know that's American. And, anyway, I'll try again.
Hey, Jonesy, it's Joe from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. Heard the Weird AF podcast today about, and I never even knew this, and I live from Ontario, Canada, that there's someone getting a vaginus or vaginus. I would say vaginus or maybe a pock. Maybe, who knows. Yeah, I am not too pleased as a taxpayer that we are paying for this. But I guess the government does what the government does. Keep up the good work and keep rolling on.
Jonesy, what I don't understand is why the mom allowed the small children, you know, allowed the small children to stay in the house with these weird men who were shooting at each other during this supposed vigilance drill. Like, I really blame the mother. I think that she should have either told the men to leave or she should have removed the children from the house because she put them in a dangerous environment and she put them at risk. And I'm probably not supposed to be saying this because I don't have kids and I don't plan on having any children, but I think I blame the mother more than the guy who shot at the other guy because the mom, you know, she allowed her children to see it, and the children could have gotten hit, and who knows what would have happened to the children. I think they should have been removed from their mother's custody and placed with a relative who could have taken care of them, but, you know, I don't know. That's just what I think. I really blame the mom because she didn't make sure. She knew those men were dangerous, but she didn't make them leave the house. So, yeah, I blame the mom. All right. Good luck with your life, man. Oh, and Jonesy, I really do want to know what country you're in. We really do care about which country you're in. We just need some more clues. All right. Good luck with your life, man.